to the Environment and Conservation Show on UK Health Radio.
We need to understand as human beings that we are part of this ecosystem.
We are nature.
In the forest.
I teach many people, you know, don't cut the trees.
Through their roots, because of the relationship they have with living microorganisms.
They do lots of really important things in our ecosystems.
And there are cycles, natural rhythms, this planet that we're so interconnected with.
We really need help. The Amazon really need help.
I'm Bia Sharma, almost 50 years.
The indigenous need our help. They need our help now.
Medicine.
Wild Botanic Garden. It's actually flood-proof, bomb-proof and radiation-proof as well.
There's young people out here that are doing amazing things, and the press needs to fix up and start telling some really beautiful stories.
We can always make a difference.
We be the change.
Plant trees! They help us breathe!
Hi everyone and welcome. This is an episode of Jungle Diaries here on UK Health Radio on the Environment and Conservation Show. Today we will be exploring the Amazon through my own first-hand trek as well as my experience with plant medicine and sloth friend encounters. So I really hope you enjoy today's episode. Thank you for being here. Head on to earthwitness.news if you wish to see more of my stories. So, enjoy.
Hi there, my name is Yasmin. I'm 25 years old. I'm an environmental journalist and many other things. But today I want to talk about my experience in the Amazon when I was 21. I decided to travel to Peru to witness all of the nature and the jungle that I'd been dreaming to visit since such a young age, and having only ever seen it on nature documentaries, you can never truly get a feel of how amazing and alive and incredible. I remember flying over it and seeing the Amazonian River. It's like a snaky serpent that just flows all the way through the Amazon, and it's just so vast, so big. And I just remember looking down from the plane and just knowing that I was going to be somewhere there in just a few weeks. When I entered the jungle for the first time, the Amazon, I just felt like I was entering a very sacred space. And there were only a few of us in a canoe. So myself and two friends that I'd met in a village whilst I was volunteering on a project. They were two French guys and they had knew the guide for a while. They lived out in a place called Quinoa where we were volunteering with children, and it was just a wonderful exchange. But that is another travel story, and in this particular one I will talk to you about my amazing adventure into the Amazon with my guide Winston and his companion. And we set off in a canoe, and it was this feeling you get when you enter like a mosque or a church or somewhere really like that inspires this feeling of awe. And so we put all of our belongings in the canoe. It was a really long one, and we set off on our journey, and the water just kind of carried us. We were all had our own oar. It just started off as a very small river, very narrow, and we left off and slowly began to grow. And we would stop sometimes on the canoe and just admire our surroundings. If you want to head on to my website, Earth Witness, there is a picture there, and that is Winston. And the photo really captures him in a way, in so many different ways, because I love the total awe and love on his face when he is in nature. And despite having done this for so many years, I think he was in his late 60s, the forest never seemed to surprise him or to just ignite some kind of smile of happiness in him. And it integrated such a feeling of inspiration in me. It just created such a nice feeling as we set off. He has like an antenna for nature, so he can spot any sounds. He can tell you what it is. He can spot something in the canopy that you would just never have seen if you were passing. So he had this very special gift from living in the jungle as an indigenous person for all of his life. And I never knew what to expect from the Amazon, and I guess you just go on in without any expectations. And the first animals that we saw were the spider monkeys who were flying across the canopy above us with tiny little babies in tow trying to keep up or clinging to their mums. And they were watching us with curiosity as well. They didn't seem to mind us there. Some of the other monkeys did though, and I'll tell you about that later. But I could imagine much of the life that was teeming in the canopies was also beneath us in the river. And if you're lucky in the Amazon, you can see pink dolphins. They're also known as boto, or they call them bathio, and they're a pink river dolphin. And they're actually a species of toothed whale, and they are classified in the family Inada. So there were animals we could hear, but not always identify. And Winston, my guide, was always able to tell us the subtle signs or sounds in the flora, and he was showing us what was there. And every now and then he'd kind of just gently use his oar to paddle towards the forest and point up towards the tree. And sometimes it would even take me a while to find out what he was actually trying to show me. He didn't speak English either, and I was still new to Spanish. So he would be trying to tell me, like, look, look, look up there, like to the left, to the right, there's something there, can you see? And one of the really beautiful and amazing creatures that I actually had a very magical experience with getting to know is the sloth. And they're one of my favorite creatures. They are so happy. They just chew their way through the top of the canopies, so slow, so amazing. And it never fails to outstand me as to how they are still here, how evolution didn't wipe them out years and years ago. They're doing their own thing, sloths. They're so gentle, and their mannerisms, like, they just, yeah, it's amazing that they never got exterminated during the Jurassic period, but somehow they just slowly made their way through evolution in such an incredibly naturally slow, sleepy way. And I feel a deep affiliation with sloths, and you'd see them up there, their massive round bellies full of leaves and whatnot. And I will talk to you about a beautiful encounter I had it with an orphaned baby sloth later on, and probably the best experience in my life. And in the forest, there are so many plants that entwine around each other, trees composed of many different plant species, all competing for light, all working together as well. And some trees, so apparently some trees can walk, and they move around the forest very, very slowly. When my guide first told me about the walking trees, I thought I wasn't understanding him properly, but it turns out there are trees that have stilted roots, and they're palms, they're a type of palm, and they have lots of roots, and then lots of roots that come out of the roots as well. And they have lots of tiny little points all over them. And some people call them walking palms. And there's actually many theories over whether they actually move or not. So essentially new roots grow, and the older roots rot away. And in doing so, the tree, over time, slowly begins to move towards sun or water or any kind of resource that it might be lacking. And so it moves. And another beautiful thing about the Amazon is the diverse types of insects, especially butterflies. And there's that particular type of butterfly that you see on, like, films and movies that big electric looking butterfly, you know, it's like the size of your hand. And it's so elegant, the way it just flutters, it just catches the sun. It's like a luminescent glow to its wings, and they're just so majestic. And these are from a family of butterflies called Morpho butterflies, and they are considered as some of the largest butterflies in the world. And I wasn't able to capture these types of butterflies on camera, but there's still some that I managed to get whilst they fluttered around our canoe one morning. And they were just kind of playing and dancing together. And I got some amazing photos. And I'll probably make a blog about this podcast on Earth Witness where you can see some of these images that I captured. When the night falls in the Amazon, the landscape begins to change drastically. This is when all of the reptiles come out, and unsurprisingly, the mosquitoes. And anyone who has visited the jungle knows how merciless they are and how awful it can be when you feel like you're being eaten alive and you have to cover yourself from head to toe, sacrificing your face or your nose if you want to breathe. And that is just, unfortunately, the nature of the Amazon, most tropical countries. We went walking during the night, and it was amazing how the landscape had completely changed as all the mammals go to sleep, and then all the reptiles, and, well, I guess not all the mammals go to sleep because there are wild cats, particularly jaguars, and it's thought that they're very rare to see even just a glimpse of these very mysterious creatures. But your chances are always better at night, obviously, as they hunt. Closest I've ever been to a jaguar was a paw print, probably the size or perhaps bigger than the size of my hand. And my guide showed us in the light, pointed his flashlight to these massive prints in the mud. And he said that they were fresh jaguar prints. And I just got this tingling sensation down my spine, just knowing that that creature was somewhere out there. It's just incredible to know that you're in that same space as these crazy, amazing creatures. And it's just so beautiful sleeping out there, obviously with good mosquito netting and being by the water. And I'd just gently fall asleep to these sounds in the night of the frogs. It's like music. And then only to be woken up in the morning by a 4 a.m. dawn chorus of howler monkeys. And no one explained to me how howler monkeys wake up in the morning and create this chorus of crazy sounds that they make. I mean, it's obvious that I know now why they're called howler monkeys. But they are just terrifying. And it sounds like a herd of zombies that comes out of the jungle. And it's like you're being, I don't know, there's like, I could just imagine all these zombies crawling across the forest floor at 4 a.m. And I'm going to play you what they sound like. So that was the howler monkeys.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 Regenex clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
The jungle and plant medicine. The Amazon rainforest is home to more than 80,000 plant species. From these, more than 40,000 play a critical role in keeping all of us alive by regulating the global climate. And apart from being known as the lungs of the planet, the Amazon also receives the title of the world's largest medicine cabinet. In Western modern medicine, around 25% of all drugs are derived from rainforest plants. And this is a pretty impressive number, and especially considering that less than 5% of Amazon plant species have been studied for their potential medicinal benefits. So some of the famous kind of modern medicines derived from the Amazonian plants, as well as some huge potential, has been noted but remains for now clinically unproven. So for example, the one that we know here are cat's claw, cinchona, curare, jabrande, sangre de grado, and tayuya. Cat's claw is an Amazonian vine, and it's been used for centuries in traditional jungle medicine. Both of its bark and roots are used by indigenous tribes to treat arthritis, stomach ulcers, inflammation, dysentery, and sorts of fevers. And it also thought to help stimulate the immune system, to help relax and soothe muscles such as intestines, and, you know, it's got so many benefits. Cinchona is a tree that grows in the Andes, and it's the highest jungles of the Amazon basin. And it's one of the world's historically most famous medicinal plants. And it's well known globally for a source of quinine, a medication used to treat malaria and babesiosis. And it's used from the tree bark, and it's said to have treated malaria since about the 1600s, and it was the first isolated from the bark. And it's for this reason that it is the national tree of Peru, and it appears on the Peruvian coat of arms. So yes, that's quite an amazing one. It's also amazing that from where we can catch malaria, there is also a plant with a cure for it in the same place. Curare is another common name for an extract from various plants found in the Amazon basin. Indigenous hunters in the Amazon have long been using curare as an arrow poison. But in modern medicine, curare is used for general anesthesia and to treat muscular disorders. So it's not to be trifled with, obviously. However, curare poisoning in humans has the same effect as a total locked-in syndrome, causing paralysis or even voluntarily controlled muscle in the body, including the eyes. This is why the Amazon is known as the world's pharmacy cabinet that is right there for us to use, only if we could understand it a bit better and perhaps respect it more as well, we would be able to unlock some of the huge healing potential that is available within the Amazon jungle. There is so much healing plants that come from the Amazon, and one of which that is most commonly known in the West is ayahuasca. In Quechua, which is the indigenous language of Peru, aya means spirit or soul, or it could even mean corpse or dead body, and huasca means rope or woody vine. So the word ayahuasca has been variously translated as linea del alma, or the line of the soul, the spirit liana. Evidence of ayahuasca use dates back to about 1,000 years ago, and I imagine it was probably a lot longer than that that we have been using ayahuasca as a shamanic medicine for many, many years. In Peru, there is currently a lot of issues around ayahuasca tourism. it always has to come with a warning when you go into a country, not only to be respectful of their traditional medicine, but also to be incredibly careful about where you find this incredibly powerful plant that can be an amazing source of healing potential when used right and respectfully. I never actually went to Peru with the intention of drinking ayahuasca. However, I was introduced to it through a friend, and I was made to feel very safe where I was and where I did it. It became an immensely life-changing part of my trip. I found myself in a very safe place. I actually drank ayahuasca for the first time with a Western shaman. His name was David. He was actually from Newcastle, of all places, and he had a very thorough and very beautiful way of delivering the ceremony using ancient traditions and ancient rituals in a way that meant that it was given with the feeling of being completely blessed by the plant spirit, because the love and the care that went into this brew, just amazing, and takes a long time to make, so it's a broth that kind of boils for a long time, and I was involved with some of the process of making it, so of taking the bark and the vine and bashing it, making it for the brew, and seeing the love and the intention that went into it, that if I was going to try ayahuasca, I was completely in the right place. My first ceremony was, I'm still trying to figure it out. I was confused. I had purged, so it does make you want to vomit. You need to run to the toilet. And for some time, it makes you feel like you might be dying, you know. Your body is just trying to get rid of any toxins that been in it, and so many feelings come up. It's like someone's taking a stick and just stirring you in a way that's like, it's like all this soot and grit and old emotions that have been sat at the bottom of your soul for so long comes up, and it has to come out some way. And many people, not everyone purges, some people don't, but in the first ceremony, about weird about being sick in front of people, which was so weird. And so I didn't purge properly, and it left me feeling a little bit like the murkiness and the hot, sweaty confusion was kind of built up there. But what kept me feeling really grounded and safe was David singing and the Icaros that they sang. And many of the other people at the retreat also had very beautiful singing voices, and it just keeps you feeling protected and grounded and safe. And Icaros are the musical prayers that embody the power of spirits, of plants and animals, deities, ancestors, and all elemental forces. It's channeled into this reality by master curanderos, the healing people, the shamans. They are employed as efficient, like, kind of healing agents and powerful spirit weapons of ineffable realm creators. And here is an Icaro by Don Pedro. And this is one called Connect to the Earth, Sky and Water Spirits. And I just want you to perhaps close your eyes and just take a listen to his voice and enjoy.
No ni no no ni no 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 ni no nai no i no no ni no 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 nai no i no 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 ni no nai nai no i no i no no ni no nai nai no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 nai nai no 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 ni no nai 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 no no ni no 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 ni no nai 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 no no ni no 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 ni no nai nai no 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 ni no 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 nai nai no 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 ni no nai nai ni nai ni no 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 ni no nai nai no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no ni no 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 ni no ni no 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 Ako chima chima yari, tumai tumai karo mai, yana rumi sikai runa sikai, jamon jamon ikaro mai, sinchi sinchi doko sikai, tumai tumai karo mai, nebi sinai mantere ne munti. No 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni 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 no 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 ni no ni no 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 ni no 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 putai matai cerro y conasi toi chamo y chamo y caro mai si 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 doctor si sumai sumai caro mai medicina y manta y urasi toi puteri munti no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 ni no 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 Sinti sinti doctor sitoi, jamu jamu ikaro mai, medicina imanta ikaro mai, wauki sito sitin sijoi, sungo kiwa ikaro mai, noi 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 noi, noi no 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 ni no noi. No 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 ni no 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 ni no no no.
So these Akaros are songs of protection. They can shift energy, they can soothe the spirit, they can keep us strong and rooted during entire reality shifts, you know, where you don't know what's up, what's down, where you are, what's going on, and the song can kind of penetrate through all of that and keep your head in that place where you're safe, where you're still here, where you're still grounded and you're still with the earth.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
I stayed and did healing work at David's retreat for perhaps 3 weeks, and in that time did 4 ceremonies, and they do 2 ceremonies a week, and it's said to never do more than that. And it was at this retreat where I met Cacao. Cacao was a sloth creature friend who had been found clinging to her mother in the Amazon, who had died. And one of the Peruvian men who worked with the ayahuasca at this retreat brought her home, and she was adopted by one of the women at the retreat who just was completely drawn to her as a mother. And Cal was just this, she was just like this bundle of love. You just could not feel sad around her. She would cling to you. She always had to be clinging to someone, as baby sloths are with their mother for 24/7. And she was just like love. As cacao is, the plant cacao is, it just makes you feel that love. And that was cacao in just this furry little bundle of cuteness. And it just so sweet. She had these little eyes that would look up at you as you held her, and she would blink with one eye and then the other, and she would yawn really slow. Oh, she was so sweet. From what I've heard from friends is she went back to the Amazon after she'd grown up. They trained her to climb and to feed herself from the leaves of the trees. And eventually she went back to the jungle, and she now lives in the jungle, but apparently she still comes back to visit the retreat. But ayahuasca is so much deeper, and it's more than just the initial experience. It's what it brings you after. So even though on my first night of trying ayahuasca felt slightly weird, day after felt like kind of smoothness in myself. Like my hardened edges had softened, and I was like, my breathing felt amazing. The air felt sweet and soft, and I felt soft. It was like some of my edges had been removed, and felt very light, very clean, very just so good to be alive there, and just woke up with this happiness in myself. And the work that ayahuasca does goes far beyond the initial ceremony itself, keeps working on your body for, they say, months after a ceremony. And the whole ceremony comes with its own work that you do beforehand. So you don't eat meat or drink alcohol. You have to cleanse the body. And in this way, you can come more in contact with what they call the spirit of ayahuasca. And there are many other healing medicines that come from the Amazon. And everybody is different, and everybody has entirely different experiences of ayahuasca. And over the few weeks that I was at this retreat, I tried a number of healing plants and herbs, including one they called ohe. And this comes from a sap of a tree. It almost looks like a sticky sort of milk. And this is a powerful and amazing cleanse for the body. And you begin by drinking the sap first thing in the morning with no breakfast. And then you drink liters and liters of water, and then your body begins to purge, and you begin to sweat, and you begin to vomit, and you also have to run to the toilet, and you just keep drinking through that. So it's like consuming water, throwing it up, running to the toilet, drinking water, throwing it up, running to the toilet. And I'm not sure, I think I drank maybe 5 liters of water that I was continually throwing up. And then you go to isolation for as long as you feel you need to. So you go into the silence, you cleanse your body with an intention, or I did it with an intention of breaking down a creative block I was having at that time. And as soon as I went back into isolation, I wasn't able to stop a stream of words and images that came to my mind, but started to draw again and to really feel I was flowing. And that is called ohe. And this is a plant that's used by some indigenous communities within the Amazon. It's a member of the fig family. And as you can see, when you break away figs from the tree and they have that milky sap, is the same kind of latex-like resin that's an effective treatment for intestinal parasites. It's also used as an aphrodisiac, a remedy for anemia, and they also claim it's a memory enhancer. It's often prescribed by healers at the beginning of a cleansing process. So for many guests, this will be the first plant to a diet, or a dieta as they call them, which is a diet that's used to cleanse your body and to bring you more in touch with particular plant spirits that you feel called to work with. And by using this to cleanse the body both physically and spiritually, you're therefore allowing ayahuasca to do her deepest work on your body. In Western medicine, it's also recommended in treatment of ankylotomicia and jaundice. Mapacho is another medicinal plant that they use within the ceremony, and it's said to have quite a high nicotine content but no tar, and it's used very differently to the production of commercial cigarettes, which contain about 1% nicotine and around 30% tar. So this is a very natural and local type of tobacco that is used in the Amazon. And it plays a very important part within the shamanic ceremony. And mapacho smoke itself also plays a crucial role. It's used to cleanse the room, to cleanse the aura, to get rid of any bad spirits within yourself and within the space. And it's seen as a form of protection. So the shaman will blow mapacho smoke over your head and hands and your whole body in order to cleanse the negative energy from the system. And this will happen before you go into the ceremony. And again, as all plants are in the Amazon considered to have a spirit, spirit of the mapacho is used as an aid or an assistant for the shaman to visualize or interpret messages from the mother of tobacco. And there's many forms that tobacco can be used as a medicine, from hape or rape, or known as snuff, which is blown up the nose. And it's seen as a very heart-opening, clearing blockages sort of ritual. And it is incredibly painful to begin with, but you do feel lighter once it's happened. And there's also a liquid tobacco ritual I haven't participated in yet. So a song I will play to you now is a shamanic song for tobacco, or mapacho, and it's called Maestro Tobacco, so like my teacher tobacco, by Tito La Rosa, in an album called Ayahuasca Viaje de Curación.
Yora ramaginda Rama pare avano Rama pare aginda ainga yaginda ainga yaginda mato yora aginda yora ramaginda yora ramaginda Rama pare gayada Rama pare gayada mato yora Yora Ramade, Ramade Dada
So obviously tobacco is used so differently here in the West, and in a way is completely mutilated and abused and genetically modified and turned into a very harmful plant, whilst its roots are exceptionally medicinal. And this is a case throughout many of the plants that the West has taken and changed and modified. For example, coffee is another plant that is highly medicinal when used respectfully, the same as cacao when it's not pumped full of sugar and milk and made into chocolate. The raw cacao is so good for the body and is also used ceremonially in the same way coffee is used. So throughout different cultures and traditions, ceremony is a way that connects people and plants and culture. And I guess this is something that we lack in the West, and this is why so many tourists are hungry to go into different places around the world and explore these culture traditions. But as I always say, you always have to be careful about who you go to and why. What are your reasonings? I always believe in an intention when going into these rituals, as they are incredibly powerful and by no means should be used recreationally. And in fact, if you listen to our previous show, if you're more interested in the subject, I highly recommend you to listen to a show Yara did with ethnobotanist Mark Plotkin, who Yara interviews about traditional plant medicine, as he's released a new podcast, or not so new anymore, called Plants of the Gods, which I also highly recommend. It's on Spotify if you want to delve into that realm a little further. We all know that we are losing the forest at a crazy rate. It's so sad to witness, because the spirit of the forest and the culture, the people that live there, the indigenous people, have such an integrated web of knowledge that could never be retrieved if they were lost. And in keeping this alive and in keeping their knowledge heard about, in a way, keep their spirit alive, and in keeping these teachings known and in understanding their traditional medicine, we are also keeping their culture alive. As much as you might feel like there's nothing that you can do and in a way it feels like a removed issue. What you can do is learn about the teachings that come from those cultures, and if you feel called to go there and to experience it for yourself, because it's a wonderful world out there and they are wonderful people that have so much to offer, so much to give. They love to connect, they want to understand our culture as much as we want to understand theirs. And if you haven't already, support the work of Survival International, who play a massive role in the protection of keeping Indigenous people on their land as a form of conservationism, rather than taking them off their land in order to conserve, without understanding that these people have lived in these areas for so long. They know how to look after the forest. They work in symbiosis, and taking them away from their land doesn't ensure the survival of the Amazon, because they have kept that jungle intact for as long as they have lived there, and they are not the ones destroying it. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode of Jungle Diaries on the Environment and Conservation Show. I'm your host, Yasmin. You can follow me at @yasminanta on Instagram, or you can follow more of my journalism on earthwitness.news. So thank you again, all of you who have stayed to the end of me rambling on. There is so much more to say, but that is perhaps for another day. Again, if you have a story to share, please don't be afraid to get in touch. If you can find myself and Yara, contact either of us or anyone from UK Health Radio. Please like and share this podcast. It really helps us enormously, and we'd love to hear your feedback. So thank you again for listening, and goodbye.